It's been a tough week for President Donald Trump after his controversial comments on the violence in Charlottesville. That backlash spread to McLean County, where the local Republican Party faced criticism for siding with Trump's "both sides are to blame" remarks. So how are Trump's problems playing here in McLean County, especially with those who voted for him in November? GLT's Ryan Denham checks back in with some local Republicans.
Last November, after President Trump was elected, I interviewed a few Republicans from rural McLean County to see why they supported him. Why did he win some of these rural areas just outside our more liberal college town by such wide margins, in some places with 70% of the vote or more? That's the only reason he narrowly won McLean County as a whole, even as Hillary Clinton won Bloomington Normal. One of the Republicans I spoke to back then was Brian Taylor, who is the GOP precinct committeeman for rural Cropsey Township. Trump won 77% of the voters in Taylor's area. Back then, Taylor was a little bit on the fence about Trump. He voted for him, but he wasn't crazy about him. So when I called Taylor again this week to ask if he's even more conflicted about Trump, given all that's happened, I was expecting him to say, yes, he was disappointed in Trump. But he's not.
I'm very happy with it. I know that when I first talked to you, I was kind of on the fence because I didn't support him necessarily in the primary, but I, you know, obviously voted for him in the general. And with everything going on, there were a few things that had me a little bit concerned, but overall, I think he's doing a very good job right now.
What's one of his accomplishments that you've been most happy with?
Well, I think that right now he's kind of sticking to his guns with what he's promised in the, you know, in the primaries and leading up to the election. He's trying to get his agenda pushed through. I mean, granted, he's not having much success. I lay a lot of that, you know, blame at the feet of Congress, but he is trying, in my opinion anyway, and it seems like he's doing what he said he was going to do, or he's trying to anyway.
So what's something that he's done that's maybe disappointed you in some way?
I'm still a little disappointed with some of his tweets. You know, that's one of the things that kind of bothered me the most about him was it just seemed a little unnecessary and maybe possibly better ways of going about doing it. But, you know, it's a minor thing in the overall big picture. I think overall, everything that he's trying to accomplish seems to pretty much fit the bill with what I was hoping he would do.
While some Republicans are still largely staying by Trump's side, recent controversies have chipped away at his support. Trump's approval rating in Gallup daily tracking was at an all-time low last week, at just 36%. Our last Republican president, George W. Bush, was at 56%. That's 20 points higher at this point in his first term. Trump's support is even waning among Republicans nationally. His 79% approval rating among Republicans is high, but that's the lowest it's been since taking office. And all of that low approval was measured before his widely condemned both sides remarks this week about Charlottesville. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner does not often mention Trump by name, but yesterday he used some of his strongest language yet against Trump. He was asked about Trump's remarks on Charlottesville.
I vehemently disagree with the president's comments about the tragedy in Charlottesville. I vehemently disagree with the president's comments.
Jim Soldner from Ellsworth is a Republican and vice chair of the McLean County Board. He was a Trump supporter initially and liked some of his early moves on immigration and border security. But as time has gone on, 200-plus days into Trump's administration, Soldner is off the Trump train. After Charlottesville, he's out.
No. I mean, my answer is no. I wouldn't vote for him again. Now, I don't know that I would vote for Hillary or whether I would vote for independent. I don't know who I would vote for. But for what he showed me this past 200 days, I can't support him, nor would I vote for him.
Soldner is in a bind. He's a Republican, and he's running for re-election for the county board next year. And he'll face a Democratic challenger, David Siebert from Saybrook. Soldner is worried about the effect Trump is having on the Republican brand, and a recent controversial Facebook post by the McLean County Republican Party that supported Trump's remarks.
I realize I'm going to lose some votes to people that just don't like Republicans because they associate President Trump with that. And so, again, I realize I'm going to probably lose some votes with that. My concern now is that with some statements that have been made here locally, that I'm afraid some people out there, some voters are going to associate me with what maybe our local party is leaders have said, and that concerns me also. So I am concerned right now, and again, I want to make perfectly clear that I don't support what these people, the white separatists and the KKK and the Nazis, I don't support any of that, what they did in Charlottesville.
Retired farmer Daryl Yoder lives near McLean, where he's the Republican precinct committeeman for Mount Hope Township. Trump won that precinct with 76% of the vote. Mount Hope is a heavily rural area, a bedroom community for most people who work in Springfield, Bloomington, or Lincoln. Yoder says that Trump has been controversial, to say the least.
The worst of it is he hasn't really accomplished a lot, but he has indeed brought up a lot of controversial income tax reform, the wall, and this Obamacare thing, and now he's faced with North Korea and several other foreign aspects that I think he thrived as a businessman, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to handle it politically. But he keeps trying to find personnel to help him on that, which to me is a sign of a good manager.
Yoder has been disappointed at times with Trump's strangely political remarks at a Boy Scouts event, that infamous Access Hollywood groping comments tape. Mostly, Yoder thinks Trump needs a better team of people around him.
You can tell he's been a businessman. I think he expected all the Republicans that he had hired them. They were working for him now. And the fact that they weren't hired by him, they were elected by their own constituency. A little bit tough for him to follow.
Brandon Heppner lives east of Lexington in tiny Lawndale Township, population 158. He's the Republican precinct committeeman out there, and Trump won big at Lawndale's polling place in Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Heppner is also on the McLean County Republican Party's executive committee, making him one of the top leaders locally.
I really am just very pleased. Since I am in outside sales, I call on a lot of different types of businesses, and there's a lot of optimism out there. One of my restaurant customers back in February was saying Januarys are usually slow, but I'm still waiting for that. There's a lot of coal mining families now, for instance, that are having a regular job that didn't before. There's, you know, just an economic uptick has occurred, even in McLean County. And so this is, you know, what we need.
Heppner says that Trump's number one accomplishment is the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. He's a little bummed about Trump backing a less conservative candidate for a special election in Georgia, but that's about it.
Not so much him, but I think the party leadership is where the real disappointment is. The chance to overturn the Obamacare on both houses just hasn't come up. I mean, there's a lot of other accomplishments that are occurring, but since those are such big issues, that and the tax reform, it's kind of overshadowing any other things that have happened.
So as criticism in some corners grows, here in McLean County, many of Trump's allies are still his allies. Brian Taylor from rural Cropsey Township summed it up best when I asked him to size up the Russia investigation. Is he worried? Is it overblown?
I think it's been completely overblown. And quite honestly, it does concern me. It concerns me that the way I see it is, I think of myself as a fairly moderate, person. And when I see the constant media narrative and the constant media story that over and over and over again, quite honestly, it really turns me off to the media in general, makes me not trust them as much.
Reporting as a member of that media, I'm Ryan Denham.
Find more coverage of local politics, including early announcements about the 2018 elections, at our website, wglt.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.